In the United States, there's staggering new evidence of the economic devastation being caused by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 6.5 million Americans have joined the unemployment queues in the past week, taking the number of people who've lost their jobs to more than 10 million. I spoke with our North America correspondent, James Glenday, a short time ago. James, these are astonishing figures. There must be fears that these unemployment queues will just grow longer.
Yeah, that's right, Kim. A couple of economists are predicting as many as 20 million Americans could be out of work by July. Quite simply, the speed and scale of this is unprecedented. More than 6.6 million people lost their jobs last week, 3.3 million the week before. And to put this into context, until last month, the worst week on record for unemployment filings was when 695,000 Americans filed for government aid in 1982. And so that's been well and truly eclipsed twice now. At last check, the US had more than 216,000 coronavirus cases, the highest confirmed number in the world. And it's also worth noting that the Pentagon is now trying to provide as many as 100,000 body bags for potential civilian use, as authorities in several parts of this nation warn deaths could soar in the coming weeks.
Well, to some slightly better news, James, two massive cruise ships with about 130 Australians on board have now been allowed to dock in Florida.
Yeah, after days of uncertainty and after being rejected from ports in South America, the Zaandam and the Rotterdam cruise ships look to be ending their nightmarish voyage and are expected to dock in southern Florida this morning. About 180 guests and crew on the Zaandam have reported flu-like symptoms. Nine have tested positive for COVID-19 and four men have died. 132 Australian passengers were on the Zaandam at one stage. Shirley McLaren is among them. She told the ABC a short time ago that the Aussies have been told they'll receive some medical checks and then eventually get on a charter flight, if they're healthy, most likely to San Francisco. And from there, they'll get on a commercial flight back to Sydney. Here's what she had to say.
Nothing is definite, but it's all go ahead here as if it could be. Everybody's hoping that it really is going to happen. And with any luck, in the next day or two, we should be flying home.
And James, some not so good news though for another cruise ship filled with Australians down in Uruguay. What can you tell us?
There are fears, Kim, of a coronavirus cluster on the Greg Mortimer Antarctic cruise ship, which is anchored off Montevideo with nearly 100 Australians on board. One man in his late 60s has tested positive for COVID-19. He was taken off a few days ago and is now being treated in a Uruguayan hospital, while nine people on board have a fever, including the ship's doctor. Local authorities have said repeatedly that they're not going to let the passengers off until all on board have been healthy for 14 days. And so this development has complicated efforts quite substantially to get the healthy Australians off the ship and on a charter flight home. Though we have been told, Kim, that this situation right now is being discussed at the highest levels between the Australian and Uruguayan governments.
North America correspondent James Glenday. And since we spoke to James, the Zaandam and Rotterdam cruise ships are docking in Florida.